"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
All right, as you know, the big news this week, and it's not good news, early Monday morning, we had a robber go on a spree at 7-Elevens in several different locations in Southern California. He killed two and wounded a couple of other people, including stores in La Habra, Brea, and Riverside. They believe it could be the same robber who struck in the northern San Fernando Valley at some smaller businesses like coffee donut shops and coffee shops and the like. 7-Eleven announced a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of this person. And we heard from a man by the name of Steve Paul, who is the father of the man who was shot and wounded in Riverside, Jason Harrell. And he wants to come on the show and talk about the horrible ordeal and everything else.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. And sorry to hear what happened to your son.
Thank you for that, and thank you for having me on.
Tell us about Jason's condition right now.
Well, Jason's condition is, they've categorized it as grave. He's in the intensive care unit here in Riverside. And his right side is paralyzed because of the fact that he got shot in the back of the head on his left side. And they're just trying to get the swelling down in his head. He's still unconscious. He comes in and out, but there's not much recognition. He's squeezing our hand with his left side. And it's just a big mess.
Why was he at the 7-Eleven?
Where he lives, his girl and his daughter were already asleep. This happened about 1:40 in the morning, and he decided just to walk down the street to the La Sierra 7-Eleven there on Norwood and La Sierra to get something to drink, maybe a pack of cigarettes. I'm not sure, but he was. Either walking in or walking out when it happened. The video, I guess, shows it was just him, and, you know, it was like just some real malicious act. No reason for it.
So the guy...
Right, so he just shot your son, just point blank, just like that.
Yep.
And there was no exchange? Was there an argument, a scuffle? Yeah,
I mean, your son's not a worker at the 7-Eleven. Was he trying to rob your son? Do we know?
No, and that's the funny thing. It's like he was either walking in or walking out on the video. The guy came right up behind him and shot him in the back of the head on the left side.
Wow.
He was just an innocent customer. That's what the detectives told us, you know, that's on the video. So we're just real concerned and, you know, taking it one day at a time. It only happened a couple of days ago, so we're just hoping and praying for the best.
So I guess it's way too early for the doctors to project how much he'll recover and how long it would take.
Well, they said the area that was hit pertains to speech and movement on his right hand side, and they said he's going to be, you know, if he survives, he's going to be in therapy and caretaker care for probably a very long time.
And the way you described it, he was shot at pretty close range, huh?
Yes, the bullet went through his skull. I guess it was the about the size of a quarter, 50-cent piece. That is never going to grow back. What happened was that at that point, the bullet entered his brain and fragmented. So,
was he ever concerned about, you know, crime in the area, particularly around that 7-Eleven? Did he ever express to you any concerns about something, you know, bad happening?
Well, you know, we're all afflicted with homeless people everywhere at all times of the day and night. But Jason was one of the most considerate, compassionate people you would ever meet. He had no enemies. He excelled in electric work and car repairs, and he went to culinary school. I mean, and everything that he learned, if there was somebody he could help them with, any of those things he learned, he did.
What kind of work was he doing recently?
He's been doing construction and car repair.
And did you say he has a family?
Yes, my wife. He's got three children, two daughters and one son. His son is currently in the Marines over in Okinawa. He has been for a year. He came back on leave. He's here. His other daughter is a food server for a couple of restaurants, and his youngest daughter, she's in school. She's 7 years old.
Oh, that's really tough.
It is.
He was just literally in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And that's what everyone said. The first people that said that were the detectives, and they were so sorry, you know, because it was just, you know, unprovoked. And then, you know, we...
Yeah, this guy is just a complete madman. He's just shooting and killing people for the sport of it.
I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
No, he's a real madman. I mean, he's just shooting and killing people for the sport of it. It's not even as the result of a robbery or some kind of fight or resistance or some plan. It's just he sees somebody and he shoots them in the head. That's the whole crime there.
If you think about it, you go to a 7-Eleven store, they don't ever have more than maybe 200 or 300 in the register because they have to make their, you know, 30-minute deposits or whatever it is. And there's never enough money there to want to go in and rob the place.
Were there any witnesses, and who first came to your son's aid?
The paramedics did after the store owners called. And for some reason, I guess he might have put on a different pair of pants or something. He didn't have any ID with him, but he did have a cell phone. At that point, the investigators started looking up the numbers, and we were the number on his cell phone that was called the most. And they, you know, called and told us in that way.
Oh, that must have been terrible. This is a middle-of-the-night call?
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Says here that it looks like, though, he's able to hear you right now.
Yeah, you know, it's really nice because as of yesterday late and then today, he will open his eyes and focus on certain things. He's focused on me. He's focused on his mom a lot. He's so strong, though. They've had to have a guy in there, you know, from the hospital. They have him restrained because he's trying to pull everything out, and it's just a big mess. So,
yeah.
We have some friends that started a site?
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Tell us.
Absolutely. We'll put it up on the website because this is going to be a lot of expenses with this kind of recovery.
We were told by everyone that, you know, this is what we should do. And our friends came and said, here, we're going to let you sponsor this. And here's the story. And it's up right now. I saw it today.
What's the title of the GoFundMe page?
You go to GoFundMe.com, and it's Riverside 7-Eleven shooting victim, 7-11-2022.
Okay. Yeah, that's the day it happened.
Okay. I can't even believe it. It's just incredible. Everybody in this town, we were born and raised here. You know, he went to school here, and he knows everybody. And he doesn't have one enemy. We've never heard of any bullying. All we've seen is people that are around him smiling, you know.
What is your general feeling just over what's going on in this whole state, just with all the crime and all the homelessness here? I mean,
I believe it has to do with people that we stupidly elected. I believe it has to do with an inept governor that we have. And I think a lot of it has to do with all this woke nonsense and the district attorney getting recalled in San Francisco and hopefully the one in Los Angeles.
Yeah. We are sure that when they find this guy, we're going to find that he's been in and out of the jail system probably numerous times. And I can't wait to find out how he got out. Which of the propositions, which of the assembly bills, which of the new policies on granting parole allowed this guy to be free. And I can't believe he hasn't killed people in the past. I can't believe this is his first week of picking people off.
Well, the first week that he's gotten caught doing it on video is what we need to say.
Yeah.
it's a hard world we're in right now. Everything's changed quite a bit in the last 10 years, not necessarily for the better, but things are changing.
Well, I looked up GoFundMe on my computer here, and the title is Riverside 7-Eleven Shooting Victim on 7-11-22, and it's for your son, Jason Harrell. And
that's correct.
And so we're asking if you're listening right now, if you'd go to that GoFundMe site and make a donation, because as his dad, Steve, here said, the bullet went through the back of his head. He can't speak. He's paralyzed on one side, and it's going to be a long, long recovery. So if you could go to the GoFundMe.com and in the search box type in Riverside 7-Eleven shooting victim, and you'll see the page. And please be as generous as you can.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes.
There has been a reason I've listened to you guys for so many years. I didn't ever expect it to be like this, but I wanted to thank you two personally.
Well, Steve, we appreciate
you're welcome.
That,
I'm sorry.
Our thoughts are with you right now and your family.
Sorry we had to meet this way, but we'll be there for you. If you or anybody in your family needs any further assistance, please call us, all right?
Thank you so much, you guys. I thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, that's Steve Paul.
All right.
His son is Jason Harrell, and Jason Harrell was shot at the 7-Eleven in Riverside early Monday morning, just going there as a customer by this guy they're now looking for, and 7-Eleven's offering a $100,000 reward.
You can go to the KFI AM640.com site, the John and Ken page, and we already have this GoFundMe link up on the page. So you could take
Make
a shortcut. Yeah. John and Ken, KFI. We were just talking with Steve Paul. His son, Jason Harrell, was shot in the head outside a 7-Eleven in Riverside.
This is early Monday morning. This is the same guy that killed two people, wounded two others. One of them is Jason. And he is in pretty tough condition, although apparently he's able to hear his family members and squeeze hands and such. But he got shot right through the skull.
And KFI listeners are already responding to the fundraiser. I've just been looking at the GoFundMe page. GoFundMe.com. You type in the search box Riverside 7-Eleven shooting victim. And we have a link to it. So you go to our page at KFI640.com, the John and Ken page, and you'll see a link. Riverside 7-Eleven shooting victim, and be as generous as you can. And people in the audience are already responding. So
he just went to the 7-Eleven, maybe to get some cigarettes, his dad thought. Not really sure. It's like 1 in the morning. in an area they all grew up in, Riverside. This is just horrible.
He's got three kids, one of them a 7-year-old girl and a wife. And this is just the kind of outrageous, ugly, senseless nonsense. And Steve Paul was right. It is our government who has unleashed.
Well, when we find this creep, we're going to look carefully into seeing what this guy's record is, this shooter.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if he benefited from any of the release programs. I mean, honestly, he probably does have a criminal record. And with almost all of these guys in the last 20 years, they're all getting out early.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Even the newer policies are making it worse. But the old policies were doing a lot of that, too. Hey. The only thing that saved us for a while was three strikes.
Right. And you can see Gascon did his best to try to disembowel three strikes. He just simply wouldn't count the new strikes on the record until a judge told him to stop the nonsense. It was illegal, but it was too late for the two El Monte cops. They were shot dead by a guy who got that break from Gascon and didn't get a 3-year sentence that he deserved for his second strike.
It's stripping out all the enhancements, which are so valuable to increase the prison time. See, you increase the prison time, and even though they find ways to reduce it with their nonsense about good behavior and all that crap, but if you can pile up enough years, we can still get somebody put away for a long time. But if they rip away the enhancements, we lose that possibility, too.
All the crap should be gone. No more good behavior time off. No more not prosecuting enhancements. You get a 10-year sentence. You serve the full 10 years. There's no excuse for that anymore. None of this is working. Get rid of the no bail stuff. Get rid of felonies being pleaded down to misdemeanors. Get rid of all of it. Because we didn't have this problem. Just a few years ago, we didn't have this problem.
If you can give anything at all, we have the link on the website. And it's already boosted up near $3,000 of the $100,000 goal since we started just talking to Jason's father a few minutes ago. So the link is at KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. Making news this afternoon, apparently it's the largest bust of fentanyl pills ever in the state of California. 1 million pills, did they actually count them? Were found during a raid in Inglewood at a house. They believe the house was served as a stash house by a drug trafficking organization linked to the Sinaloa cartel. They served a search warrant. The news just came out, but they did this on July 5th. But the DEA just made the announcement today that in this house in Inglewood, 1 million fentanyl pills. And as you know, and we've talked about this, fentanyl now it's the hot drug, and it's not a good one. It is highly addictive, and it can be very, very dangerous.
It's worse than morphine. It is worse than heroin. In terms of addiction and in terms of killing you.
It says here they were fake pills designed to have the same look, color, shape, and size of real prescription drugs. They tried to make them look like opioid medications, like oxycodone. And that's been the problem. Some people are ingesting fentanyl and not knowing that's what they're doing. Because it's cheaper than some of the traditional opioid drugs. So I think they're using it as a substitute. Telling people, here you go, I got your oxycodone, and they're taking fentanyl pills.
Fentanyl is incredibly cheap. You know, the pills really cost only pennies to manufacture. And what they're doing is China is sending Mexico the raw materials, and Mexico is manufacturing them. And the drug cartels are manufacturing and distributing here in this country. And there's so many addicted people. I mean, there's 100,000 people dying of opioid overdoses now every year.
All right. They believe that this was a stash worth $15 to $20 million in this house. Well, that you would think that house would have been guarded, right? If you had $15 to $20 million worth of merchandise in there. But they got in there with a search warrant on July 5th, and they took away the haul.
Today, I looked up how much of a dose would kill you. And it's measured in micrograms. Not milligrams, micrograms. And if you have as little as 700 micrograms, death is likely. 1,000 milligrams, death is near certain. By the time you get to 2,000, death is absolutely what will happen. Micrograms here. I don't know how tiny that looks in your hand.
Hi.
But street doses of fentanyl, things that you might get by buying from a drug runner in the alley, might be in the 500 to 2,000 microgram range. During multi-hour open heart surgeries, patients might get 250 to 500 micrograms, but that's over a long period of time.
Well, we kind of have more on this story related to fentanyl when we come back. Making news today is a Kentucky woman who claimed, and I mentioned this the other day, do you remember?
Yeah.
That she got a dose of fentanyl because she picked up a $1 bill on the street. And she says it sent her into an overdose situation. Now, there are skeptics. We'll get into all the specifics when we return.
John and Ken Show, KFI. The KFI audience has almost tripled the amount that's being donated to Jason Harrell. He was the man shot in the back of the head coming out of a Riverside 7-Eleven. We had his father, Steve Paul, on earlier in the hour to tell the story. Heartbreaking story. He was just coming out of the store. And the crazy guy shot him in the back of the head. He's paralyzed now on one side of his body, and he can't speak. And just came out of a coma, and he's going to have massive medical bills. It's going to be a long, long recovery. He's got three kids. One of them is 7 years old. And if you can donate some money, go to GoFundMe.com, and you can type the keyword Riverside 7-Eleven shooting victim, or go to KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. And the story is about the 7-Eleven shooting, first one on the upper left-hand side. But already in just, a little over half an hour, over $3,000 was donated by KFI listeners. So we thank you
that's
very much.
Fantastic. Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to ask Steve whether or not his son has insurance or, you know, anything to what, you know, what he did for a living, and whether or not this is going to be a real burden on the family, his care and these hospital bills. The Moist Line is returning tomorrow. You still have time to leave messages by using the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone there that you can leave a message to the Moist Line with. Or you can just dial up the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Problems continue with the airlines, and now there is one airport that is limiting the number of passengers per day that can come at the airport. We'll find out more. It's Heathrow in London. Alex Stone will join us after the news at 4 o'clock. We're talking about that fentanyl bust in Inglewood in a stash house that they believe was operated by one of the drug cartels, Sinaloa. They found 1 million fake pills. They're fentanyl pills, but they're disguised as like painkillers, like oxycodone. That's the idea now, to pass off fentanyl as another drug because they're very cheap to make, fentanyl pills, and they really, really get you harshly addicted quickly.
Hey, you're buying pills on the street and you have no idea what's in them. I mean, I understand addiction, but that's just amazing to me. Did you take random pills from some greasy sleazeball off the street, and it's, you know, some little white pill, and you don't know what's in there?
No.
Doesn't matter what the guy says. A lot of them are poison. You're taking poison.
So, now, in relation to that story I had mentioned, and I was kind of kidding, but I had seen the story that people are being warned not to grab $1 bills that they see in the street or in a store or somewhere because they could be laced with fentanyl. But what do you know today? A Kentucky woman showed up on the Fox and Friends First show to tell that that's what happened to her. Renee Parsons appeared with her husband, Justin, claiming that they were inside a McDonald's and she saw a dollar bill on the store on the floor and she picked it up, and not too long after she had a feeling over her body. Started at her shoulders, started going down. It became not necessarily hard to breathe because I was gasping for air. It really became necessary, but hard to breathe because it was almost taking over my body, as in relaxing me so much that I didn't necessarily care to breathe. It's an odd way to describe it, but I kind of understand what she's saying because that allegedly would be the effect. They were traveling through Nashville, Tennessee with their two children, and she did bring the dollar bill to the car with her, and in a matter of minutes, she claims that her body went numb. The husband said she just kind of laid back on the seat, and her head was kind of going back and forth with the turns of the car. It was very scary, to say the least. However, we will tell you, The update on the story, apparently, according to authorities in Kentucky, that dollar bill did not test positive for any fentanyl. So whatever happened to her, they're not sure it happened from the dollar bill.
They had a news story out in the Tennessee Sheriff's Office said, do not pick up money off the ground, because they had found two bills at local gas stations that tested positive for meth and fentanyl. Did she hear this story and had some kind of psychosomatic reaction?
Possibly. I don't know.
That she picked up the dollar and then remembered, uh-oh, you're not supposed to pick up money because there might be fentanyl on it. And then people can have these psychosomatic reactions. They can almost talk themselves into a panic.
She goes to a hospital in Nashville, and they do say that she had an accidental drug overdose. A fentanyl expert at Vanderbilt University had some reservations. I think it's really unlikely the substance this lady got into her system is fentanyl based on the symptoms she had. It is much more likely for her to have a reaction if she inadvertently rubbed her nose and exposed that drug to some of the blood vessels in her nose, or licked her fingers or rubbed her eyes. He says it's possible for the drug to get aerosolized and inhaled, but it's not likely. It would take a bigger volume of drug or quantity of drug to do that. But he says it's not impossible, but it's not likely that you would have fentanyl from the dollar bill get on your hands and then get into the air system into you.
They didn't test her for fentanyl in the hospital, and the police say there was none on the dollar bill, and then they destroyed it. So there's no way to get any proof of this, but it is possible she...
Didn't see any residue on the bill, so it was not tested for fentanyl, since no one's being charged.
Yeah, so it's possible she had an emotional overreaction to that idea.
Based on the story?
Yeah.
So she hears the story, she goes into McDonald's, sees a dollar bill on the floor, picks up and goes, oh my God, I was supposed to do that. And then had, some psychosomatic reaction?
Yeah, like a panic attack.
Ah.
That the fear, the fright is so overwhelming. You start exhibiting symptoms, but her symptoms didn't even match the symptoms of a fentanyl overdose. So,
yeah, she says, I can't make this up. This is how I felt.
Oh, no, the symptoms are real that she felt, but it may have been self-induced.
Right.
By her panic.
That is very possible. But, I mean, there have been a lot of questions since this whole fentanyl thing started a couple of years ago, with reports that people are, ODing just by coming in some sort of aerosolized contact with it. So that's something I wondered about, whereas most people that are actually dying are ingesting it.
Right.
So.
That's why I was looking at how much does it take to knock you out. And then we get down to these micrograms, and I don't know what a microgram looks like.
Right. And how would you ingest that?
I mean, right.
Would you have to ingest it, or could you actually get that from just touching or being around someone that's OD'd on fentanyl? Because they're claiming sometimes police officers are overcome.
Yeah,
when they respond to a fentanyl case.
Like they have a chart here. This is from harmreductionohio.org. It was a website that popped up. And if the cocaine you're taking is laced with fentanyl, you have to have the cocaine. Well, you have to have the fentanyl diluted by the cocaine at a 99.99% rate.
Right.
So if you end up even with a tenth of 1% of fentanyl in the cocaine, a tenth of 1%, you have a high risk of an overdose. If you get up 0.3%, death is likely.
Right.
So it could be 99.7% pure cocaine. The 0.3% fentanyl means you're probably gone.
All right, we got more coming up, including we'll talk about the airline mess that continues around the world, including one airport that is limiting the number of passengers per day. That and more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, yeah, we got the GoFundMe link on our webpage, KFIAM640.com. This was one of those who was shot at a 7-Eleven in that spree early Monday morning by someone they're still trying to apprehend. The victim's name is Jason Harrell. We talked to his father earlier this hour, and they've set up a GoFundMe. He got shot right in the head. And it says here they've not been able to remove some fragmented bullets due to the location of the back of his brain swelling. His left him paralyzed on the right side. So use the GoFundMe link. Give whatever you can for this family and this man's recovery. He's got three kids.
Over 90 John and Ken listeners have already donated, and the fundraiser is up to almost $6,000 now. And most of that was in the last hour. So we thank you very much. People are donating anywhere from between $10 and $500. And any amount is good.
We're going to do another nice thing next hour. And it's going to be helpful and seen helpful by Deborah Mark.
Really?
Yes, there's a big story today in the El Segundo Times about dogs at the LA animal shelters who have gone weeks or months without being walked.
Yeah, I saw that.
They just sit there in a cage waiting to be adopted. Apparently, the whole system is a mess. Daniel Gus will be joining us after 4:30 because some of this traces back to the chin bag. L.A. City Councilman Paul Koretz, because he's in charge as far as the city is concerned with these city operations.
You have the mornings free. You ought to be walking dogs.
Well, what can we do as a show? I think we should do a remote at one of these shelters and have listeners come and adopt these animals.
The only thing I worry about that is our listeners. Anyway.
Do you really want to inflict the dog, the listeners on the dogs?
Well, we'll have to vet the listeners,
of
course.
The dog torturer.
I go to the
dark side right away.
The dogs are a greater risk than the listeners here.
Paul Koretz is chair of the committee that oversees animal issues. So he's scheduling emergency public meetings to discuss the urgent operational issues at the shelters. The story comes complete with some really sad photos.
Can't you
one dog with its big nose through the cage.
Oh, it's just so sad.
You could take off an hour in the morning once a day and walk some dogs.
I might do that.
You live in L.A. There's got to be one near you, right?
There's one. It's not that close, but I told you, John, off the air that I'm seriously considering doing
it. Well, I think you should.
The problem is, they
need you.
I get so sad when I go to those places. It's heartbreaking, but I can put that aside, and I can go and walk the dogs.
The dogs are the ones climbing the walls there. They're suffering more than you will.
It's heartbreaking. I'm telling you, don't buy a dog.
Rescue. Is this your attitude? It's like, I can't help you, Mr. Dog, because you make me too sad.
Well, I'm just saying, I have a very hard time. I have a hard time going to shelters. I really do. It breaks my heart.
Did you see the video of the center in Lincoln Heights? Oh, my God. The dogs are barking, and some of them, they're jumping. They're almost making it over the wall.
Yeah, I know. They want to do a jailbreak.
Well, they're lonely, and they want some attention and love.
Well, you know how many people dumped their dogs after the COVID
restrictions? They're like prisoners.
Well, because people got dogs just to keep them company for 2 years during the lockdown.
Right, and when they go back to work, they decide, I don't have time for you, dog. Back you go.
In a cage.
Yeah, nice. Real nice.
All right, so all of this will come up in... She's getting worked up.
I'm so upset. Somebody on this show sent me those articles, and it just ruined my whole
day.
Just
to taunt you?
Yes.
Yeah, but the point is we bring it up, and maybe they'll get help. Maybe some people in our audience will go and walk the dogs.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you're talking about this.
Yeah, but we're not doing a show at a shelter, though. I don't want to stand there all afternoon.
Oh, come on, Ken. I think that would be... I'm serious. We would get so many people, and I bet you that shelter where we were... Whatever, what am I trying to say? The shelter would be cleared out.
We'd sell out all the dogs?
Yes.
Keep in mind, it's a lot of, like, pit bull-looking things.
Well, you know what?
Those are hard to get adopted.
I know, but there are other dogs, not just
but there's a lot of gang members, so...
Oh, God.
Gang members are going to come and adopt. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to take this back to the hood and turn it into a killer. Thank you, John and Ken.
No.
Hey, I'm glad I actually make money off of dog fighting, so great. Thank you.
Again, we would have to vet them. I don't know how. This was just kind of
a random thought.
Well, it's not up to you. It's up to the shelter to decide.
There you go. That's right.
So maybe you don't do that.
Why don't they? Is this city-run shelters?
Yes, they are.
And LA city-run shelters. With all the exorbitant taxes, they can't pay dog walkers?
Well, they're volunteers. They don't pay people.
Well, why don't they pay people?
Well, it's one of the questions we can bring up next hour.
I don't understand.
That's maybe not in the budget since it's lower priority.
I'll do it for free. It's okay. I don't need to be paid.
All right. Well, we will encourage you every day now.
Fine.
To sign up for some dog walking duties.
Okay.
Okay. All right. When we return, what we're going to be talking about is the continued problem with air travel.
I can't help you. You make me too sad.
I didn't really say it like
I
that.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
Don't tease about this. This is serious.
Well, the airlines continue to cancel flights. It doesn't seem to be affecting their bottom line. Their profits are still pretty good, and Europe is a mess. And we can also talk about London's Heathrow Airport limiting the number of passengers. All that coming up with Alex Stone from ABC News next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.